SNY Columbus. Sunny 95.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today, here on Sunny 95. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to explore, you may have heard this story, we're going to explore how a VA dentist was allowed to practice unsafe infection control procedures for 18 years over in Dayton. Just amazing. I can't believe it when I heard that story. And as you probably know from my show, I spend a lot of time trying to reach the 40% of those people that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis because, let's face it, people find dentistry a little bit scary. And so what I try to do then is to kind of polish the reputation of dentists and dentistry and try to help people realize that it's not what it used to be and there's really nothing to fear. And then we have stories like this. Now, I first heard this story on Channel 4, and I've since done a little bit of research. I was a little surprised to see there wasn't a follow-up story in today's dispatch. If anybody saw it, please let me know, because I'd love to give credit where credit is due. My number is 459-9769. Now, this show is your show, so if there's something you'd like to talk about, other than the infection control procedures of this dentist at Dayton VA Hospital, feel free to give us a call. We'll be happy to answer any question you have, talk about any topic that you would prefer. And I we're going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day a little bit later on in the show, because as I try to do, if you listen carefully, I will give you the answer before I even ask the question. So what am I talking about? Oh, by the way, before I get busy with the show, I want to wish the Lady Bucks good luck. They are playing in the Big Ten Championship game against Penn State at 3:30 this afternoon, and it's being carried on ESPN2. And then at 4 o'clock, the men play Wisconsin, and that's on Channel 10. Go Bucks and go Bucks. I've got my Buckeye gear on. My producer has his Buckeye gear on, and it's going to be a great, great day. Actually, the Bucks have already won, the men have already won the Big Ten Championship outright with Purdue losing yesterday to Iowa. That was wonderful. And but we really want to see them go out and just basically trounce Wisconsin. Remember how I said on my show, I don't even eat Wisconsin cheese anymore? And I probably won't for a long, long time, but I'd love to see them just get buried. Okay, enough about the Buckeye fan in me. Back to reality. Okay, so the story that broke, and by the way, the dentist's name is Dr. Dwight Pemberton. Now, it's interestingly enough, I looked him up on the dental board website. And all it says that his license is active. It doesn't say that there are any disciplinary actions against him. And I find that interesting, too, because apparently he was not changing gloves between patients and not properly sterilizing instruments for 18 years, since 1992, something like that. And the Dayton Daily News had an article on March 3rd, and it says at least 9 patients who received dental care at the Dayton VA Medical Center have tested positive in preliminary tests for hepatitis B and hepatitis C. Virginia officials, or VA officials, said Tuesday. Now, since February 8th, the VA, they've contacted 527 of those 535 vets seen by the dentist who failed to practice proper technique. And apparently, none of these people had been previously diagnosed, and further testing will be needed. But there's some thought that they may never know the answer to the question as to whether any of these folks that are infected were infected by this dentist or not. Now, you know, there are lots of people looking into this and all that, but it shouldn't happen in the first place. As I was doing my research, I found an article that was released by the CDC in 1988. Get this, 1988 is when what is called universal precautions were put forth. You know, I'm looking at this going, boy, this is an outdated article. And then I realized that that is when it was first put out there. And it was in response to AIDS, by the way. But it was August of 1987, the CDC published a document entitled Recommendations for Prevention of HIV and Transmission in Healthcare Settings. In contrast to a 1983 document, this new document recommended that blood and bodily fluids, that there be precautions used consistently for all patients regardless of their bloodborne infection status. Now, for those of you old enough to remember, this was in response to AIDS. And the idea was that people that may have contracted AIDS or knew that they were living the lifestyle that would have made them more susceptible to it would most likely not admit to that on a health history form. And so the thought was we needed to assume then that every patient walking in our door had AIDS or, by extension, had hepatitis. Now, I was once given a analogy, and it was mentioned to me by a microbiologist that hepatitis is actually more virulent than AIDS. So if they said if you took a tanker truck full of blood and put one drop of hepatitis virus in there and mixed it all up and drew out a little syringe of it and injected a person with this blood, that they would most likely get hepatitis. If you did the same thing, if you took a gallon of HIV, AIDS virus, and mixed it in this tanker truck full of blood, mixed it all up, and drew out a syringe of blood and injected it into a person, they would most likely not get AIDS, okay? So hepatitis has always been more of an issue than getting AIDS. It's just that hepatitis can sometimes be treated, and of course we have liver transplants, although they're far and few between, and I know of an oral surgeon I can think of that passed away of hepatitis C complications of receiving a liver transplant. So what are these universal precautions? And I can tell you that, and I'm going to go over the list here in a little bit, but I can tell you that one of them is that a dentist, this applies to physicians, by the way, and on the physician side, let you know that in doing my research for this show, I found articles from about this time last year where something like 1,800 to 2,000 veterans may have been exposed to hepatitis in the hospital, in one of the VA hospitals. And we just have to do better, not just for our veterans, but for everybody. We just have to do better. This is totally unacceptable. But one of the requirements is that a dentist or a physician wear masks and gloves and protective clothing. And that clothing can't be worn home. It can't be, in fact, can't even be laundered off-site if you are incorporated. You have to launder it on-site. And I don't know. I mean, you know, at my office we have, what, 4 dental assistants, 2 hygienists, 3 dentists. I don't know how anybody could practice for very long without the support staff noticing that, hey, Dr. So-and-so, I don't think he's changing his gloves. What are we going to do about it? We, at our office, terminated an employee not that long ago when we saw, basically caught them breaking that infection control chain. We noticed a breach, mentioned it to the person. It happened a second time. And then discussions immediately began about we had to let that person go. You just can't have that. So gloves have to be changed between patients. Now, it's not really funny, but I have a patient that traveled to Europe, and I'm trying to remember what country they were in. It might have been one of the Baltic states. And they said that they saw a sign on the door that proudly announced that we sterilize our instruments every morning. And they were horrified because that meant unless you were the first patient of the day, you were the only patient to get clean instruments. you know, doing that, obviously it turns your stomach. I guess not everybody's going to get sick because we eat, I don't know how many pounds of dirt in our life, but still pretty gross, and we don't want to be that patient. So one of the main guidelines is changing gloves between every single patient. And I think that should be obvious, and it seems like it would have been obvious to people that were working around Dr. Pemberson. I couldn't find out much more about him. I have his address. I have his phone number. I do know that he's 81. I know that he has since indicated that he's retiring. But an interesting sidelight is Lily Wrights, the executive director of the State Dental Board of Ohio, has indicated in a letter to him that they are not accepting his license for retirement. I'm not sure what teeth the dental board has to a dentist that no longer wants to practice, but I know there are people calling for this gentleman to be prosecuted criminally, and I would be on that bandwagon as well. All right, it is time for a break, and stay with me because we're going to go over what the list of precautions are, what do universal precautions mean, plus we have some comments from folks who have commented on the story, both veterans and non-veterans. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. Let's go ahead with Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and it is, according to the Universal Precaution Protocol, dentists should change their gloves after every other patient. True or false? Okay, the question is, according to the Universal Precaution Protocol, dentists should change their gloves after every other patient. True or false? The winner, when you call at 459-9769 or 459-WSNY, will win free flowers from Vistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay? So, go ahead and give us a call. And certainly it's a true or false question, so you have a 50-50 chance of being right even if you weren't listening. Okay. Now, you know, there's a comment here about that was written by a gentleman who apparently knew that there were problems at the VA hospital. We have a caller. We have a caller with a guest. Well, let's go ahead and we'll do that now. Hey, caller, what's your name?
My name is Naomi.
Hi, Naomi. How are you? I'm Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And you have a guess?
I do.
What
is
it?
The answer is false.
That's correct, because?
Because you should change gloves after every patient.
Exactly. How would you like to be that every other one?
Huh? No, no way.
Well, Naomi, if you'll stay on the phone, my producer will get your information about how we can get those flowers to you, okay?
Thank you.
From Bystember Florist. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Sure.
Okay, bye-bye now. Okay. Now, apparently there's a gentleman, and his name, he knew about the problems at the vet hospital. His name is Daryl Hampton. And I guess some people might consider him a kook. And I'm going to read something that he wrote. And it says, over the past 8 years, I've been on two hunger strikes where I sat outside the main gate of the Dayton VA with vets walking past me, patting me on the back, telling me, I got your back. As they passed me, I could hear them saying, man, this guy's kind of crazy. He's not going to get anything done. They're never going to change. As I sat there, I knew I was right. After three boards of investigation and two IG investigations where they have been found guilty on all of them. I have a 6-0 record, he said. Their violations were so egregious and my evidence was so prodigious, even their own peers could not save them. This gentleman says he's been responsible for over 9 employees being fired or forced into retirement while they have quietly revealed my confidential medical information to the media. He says he has a history of substance abuse and it used to denigrate his allegations. He says, I still won. He said, all I have ever used was the truth. The ability to weather such a horrific storm can only be accomplished if God himself was standing next to me. Lord knows I am so very tired. Now, his very last entry, because there were some corrections that he wanted to make, but what he does is he mentions here, he says, the Dayton VA's claim of transparency and full accountability is beginning to crawl under my skin. Let me tell America's veterans what really happened. I was contacted by a member of U.S. Senator Daniel Akaka's office, then the chairperson of the Veterans Affairs Committee. U.S. Senator Patty Murray replaced him after the 2010 election. They had read a posting on my Facebook page about the Dayton VA's dental clinic's violations. I confirmed that it was true. Although they kind of doubted me, they reluctantly took my word. They began to make inquiries of the VA Central Office in D.C. 4 hours later, Guy Richardson began notifying local media that he would be making an important announcement at 4 p.m. that evening. That's how this revelation happened. They weren't being transparent. Neither were they offering any full disclosure. He knew the story had escaped. The gig was up, and his closely held secret was exposed. He had to hurry up to create the image of trying to be honest with the American people and their veterans. He was attempting to get ahead of the story. Since that time, he has released as little information, and he writes drip, 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 as he thought was necessary. He now claims he knew nothing about any of this. He's either a pathological liar or the dumbest medical center director ever installed at the Dayton VA. He can choose, you can choose, he says, which category he belongs in. So, I mean, I don't know if Daryl Hampton, you know, what his credibility is, but it sure does sound like he knew something was wrong and he did his best to let people know about it. And eventually, he was successful. So if that's right, I applaud Daryl, because this should not be happening to anyone. Now, one of the things that I want people to keep in mind, and that is, it's funny because I was giving a talk to kids, third graders at a school during Children's Dental Health Month 1 year. And I wear this big plastic shield. It looks like a welder's shield, although not quite as offensive as that. And because I don't like having my mouth covered, my whole face and nose. You can't tell if I do that. You can't tell if I'm smiling, laughing, have my tongue sticking out or not. So I wear this clear shield, and it has side shields, and it meets all the guidelines. And I like it because I can see out, and people can see me. So I went to the school and I put that on, and I put my gloves on, and I asked the kids in the room, I said, so why do dentists wear this? Why do dentists wear all these things to protect our hands and our face? And the little boy raised his hand. He says, because dentists have germs. And I thought that was kind of funny. Although he's right, I said, well, you know, patients have germs too. So you have germs, I have germs. We kind of think it's neat if we can all keep our own germs instead of passing them back and forth. Now, I think that's very important. I don't want people to think of the doctor and the dentist as we're the ones that have all the diseases. Honestly, what we're trying to do is protect ourselves from all of the diseases that we get exposed to so that we don't turn around and pass that same disease on to one of our next patients. Now, this business about germs and how they affect our overall health, I mean, this isn't new information. You know, we've known since the 1800s with Louis Pasteur and, the gentleman's name was Lister. Let me just see if I can, Joseph Lister, Dr. Joseph Lister, in 1865, applied bacterial research done by Louis Pasteur to institute antiseptic or germ-killing techniques during surgery. By the way, that's where the name Listerine comes from, Dr. Joseph Lister. Contributions by other physicians, namely Ignaz Semmelweis and Oliver Wendell Holmes, determined that bacterial contamination of the hands and clothing worn by doctors could be transferred from patient to patient. These physicians pioneered new approaches to preventing post-surgical infections, such as hand washing and changing into clean clothing before surgery. These seemingly basic precautions set the underpinning for infection control procedures commonly used in healthcare today. Assuming you're using them, and not just pretending that you're changing your gloves and doing whatever. It's just amazing. I can't believe that this is happening. It's 2011, and I don't know how somebody could practice for 18 years. I just know that, and by the way, we mentioned the dental board at the beginning, and I want people to know that if you think something isn't right, like this gentleman, this Daryl, that sat outside the VA clinic, he could have contacted the dental board with a complaint. Anonymous, by the way. Dental board never divulges the name of the person who complains. And it does have to be in writing. And let me just give you the phone number of the dental board so that if you want to call them and get an address or something, their phone number is 614-466-2580. And you can do a search on the web, just type in Ohio Dental Board or the State of Ohio Dental Board, and it'll come up. And they are under a guideline, an obligation, to investigate every single complaint that comes in. They have to investigate every single complaint that comes in. They actually send an investigator who carries a badge, goes to the office, and says, show me what you're doing here. Show me that this isn't true. Okay, so please remember that, because I really hate when things happen that tarnish the image of dentistry. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual precautions. I want to talk about the Dentistry from the Heart event that we're going to be doing June 17th and others. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kibitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kibitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kibitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kibitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kibitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkibitko.com.
Dr. Kibitko & Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We're talking about the situation in Dayton at the VA hospital, how a dentist was allowed to practice for 18 years and not properly sterilizing his instruments or changing gloves between patients, and how upsetting that is. And we, one that I wanted to do is just give you an idea, besides gloves and masks, what other things that we do in the dental office and are required to do to maintain infection control protocol. Well, one of the things, you may have already noticed this at your dental office, is protective barriers. Plastic. Plastic. Little sheets of plastic covering the light handle. Little piece of plastic covering the switches that you might, that we might push on the chair, on the x-ray exposure button. Anything that we touch on a regular basis, when possible, is supposed to be covered with plastic. Now, why is that? Because these areas, certainly you can spray disinfectant on them, but there are all these little nooks and crannies, and there's always a concern, did you get it all? Well, if you've covered the switch or the handle with plastic, you know you didn't touch it. And when you peel off the plastic, you've peeled off all of the germs. The other thing that we do is surfaces that just happen to be like a countertop. So when we work on a patient, there's this thing called an aerosol. We all know about the high-speed drill, and it has water spray to keep teeth cool. And if you were to take that water and color it with a dye, like color it red, for example, and there have been times, there was a little study, not a study, but a little example, a little video that was made where they did that, and it's just amazing how this liquid, this little mist, gets everywhere. So surfaces that might land on have to be sprayed with a disinfectant, a germicide, and then wiped, and then sprayed again. Spray, wipe, spray. And you can't just spray, you can't just wipe, you have to spray, wipe, spray. Every surface that a patient touches, anything that goes in the patient's mouth, things like, suction tips, the plastic suction tips, you notice they're plastic these days instead of metal. Well, we do that because anything that can be disposable should be disposable, because then there's even less of a chance of transmitting diseases from one patient to the next. So plastic suction tips get thrown away. Lots of things these days that we use are disposable. And there is a CDC rule that if it says disposable on the box that you bought it, you have to dispose of it. I've heard horror stories from dental board investigators, not naming any names, but when they come to my office, they'll spend literally within about the first few minutes of looking around, they'll come to me or my office manager and they'll say, gotta tell you, you guys are doing things pretty darn well here. And then they'll start relaying some of the things that they run into. They run into people putting things that should be thrown away and they're like floating in a disinfecting solution to be used the next day. And that's crazy. That's just crazy. Now, I will say that we, as a society, we ask for these guidelines. We have to be willing to pay for them. Things cost a little more when you're throwing everything away. But you know, don't you think it's money well spent? And in fact, I wonder if at the VA, if this dentist was maybe not being paid quite as well as he could have in private practice. And I hate to say that would be part of the problem, but it certainly could be if you really think about it, because it seems like you find these things happening in situations where the remuneration is much less than most. So, you know, take that for what it is. Now, before I run out of time, which I'm rapidly doing, I want to remind folks that on June 17th, we are hosting an event called Dentistry from the Heart. If you have any interest in looking it up, it's dentistryfromtheheart.org. It's part of a national charity. We'll be doing as much free dentistry as we possibly can. We're looking for volunteers to help us be runners, volunteer dentists, volunteer dental assistants, volunteer dental hygienists. We hope to have about 16 dental chairs going at once. We'll have the OSU Mobile Dental Coach doing children. We'll be the first event nationally to treat children as part of a Dentistry from the Heart event. We're very proud of that. Dr. Bean at OSU has graciously agreed to bring that motorhome so we can also help kids. There'll be no questions asked. You don't have to be poor to be poor. You don't have to have, be on public assistance. You can have dental insurance and money in your pocket. If you want a free filling, an extraction, or a cleaning, you just show up. We have a feeling people will be showing up the night before, but otherwise, that's all you have to do. So, thanks for listening. Please tune in next Sunday. Next Sunday, I have an interesting show. You'll be listening to me actually working on Ted Williams. We had an audio thing going on, and you'll hear Ted Williams' new song, A Survivor's Prayer. So it's going to be a great show. Please tune in next Sunday at 8. Thanks for listening. Go out and have a great day. Go Bucks and go Bucks.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.